My name is Priyanka Thacker. I'm the student body president of UConn.
I'm Avalyn Nieves, and I'm the elections and outreach commissioner for the undergraduate student government.
And where are you from originally?
West Haven, Connecticut.
I am from Norwalk, Connecticut.
So what's the importance of this event today? It's been 10 days since the incident that got caught on video. And I think the main criticism of the administration, if I'm correct, is that they took a while to respond.
That is one of the criticisms, but it's also the lack of urgency, so kind of tying in with that. But the fact and the inadequacies of the policies that are currently in place in addressing hate-related incidents, including hate speech and hate crimes, and taking it more seriously and actually listening to students for once.
Yeah, and the president is new. He just got here from Charlottesville. Is it important to sort of get him on board early, I guess?
Absolutely. So this is definitely a great time to really leverage where his administration can go. He's still in the first 100 days of, you know, being president here. So I feel that we have a lot of sway in what priorities that he takes. And I'm strongly urging him to take this as a priority, as racism is deeply embedded in this institution. And it's time for students to feel, black students specifically, to feel that they have a place on this campus and that we belong and that we're safe.
And from the student body president, what's your reaction to what's going on here today? He did stand and listen for an hour, which is something to be said for that.
Yeah, I think overall, more than just the administration, it's truly highlight the reoccurring events that happen on campus all the time, and how as the undergraduate student government and students at large can support each other, because ultimately it's not just affecting one group of students. It ultimately affects everyone, and everyone should be involved and aware. That quote, it's, if the lack of justice is in one area, then it is prevalent in all areas. So if one group of students, their human rights are infiltrated, then who's to say someone else's won't be either? So I think that's the most important message here.
For either of you, where do you want to see the president take it from here?
I want the president to really increase urgency on this and state it as being an urgent situation, and taking the time to actually look at the policies that are in place and seeing where it's inadequate and where they can be strengthened to directly benefit black students, and to completely and stand behind black students and making sure that we know that racism is not tolerated on this campus and address it as so.
Ultimately, I think it's about listening to student experiences and putting students at the forefront of what can be done in collaboration with them, because this happens, again, like I said before, it happens all the time, and if student experiences are not taken into consideration, then what are we here for? How can we best do our best in class or extracurriculars when we might not feel welcomed on this campus?
You say it happens a lot here, but have you seen things as direct as these guys, you know, shouting a slur in the middle of the night?
Oh, absolutely. Every time I go to parties, specifically fraternity parties, they're constantly using the N-word, consistently. I can't tell you how many people, I can name 3 people easily right now that have gotten the N-word shouted at them and passing cars on campus. It's just exhausting and it's tiring. And the fact that people feel so comfortable to use these words because they know that no action will be taken against them.